You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, first of all, I want to thank you for playing all that great music. My mom is in Atlanta, and she heard it, and so you played her two favorite people. So,
hi, Mom.
There you go. Lolly saying hi. Now, listen, we've got Dr. Marty Ziyech. He's the board-certified dermatologist. He's internationally recognized for providing his patients with high-end, effective, safe, technologically advanced solutions in dermatology. He helps me look good. I thought I was perfect until I met Dr. Marty. Marty helps me look good. And believe me, that ain't so easy. So today, Marty is going to talk a little bit about what he sees in the dermatology field. And Marty, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good. But you know, Marty, I'm a guy that's over 50, and I'm in business. What do I need dermatology for?
Well, if everybody had your positive energy, you wouldn't really need too much of anything else. But obviously, we're here to help everybody. And I think that, you know, most people know of the common things that we do with some of the Botox, which is the upper third of the face, and some of the things, especially now moving into the summer, that we can use these toxins for is to reduce sweating. So if you're busy or you're stressed out, you're wearing nice clothes, and you, and especially now that the summer's coming with the heat, a little bit of, you know, this toxin, the Botox underneath the underarms, it stops that muscle from contracting, which produces the sweat. So that's a great thing for people who have a problem of excessive sweating.
Well, I think that I'm okay with that, but now, what are some of the other things that people use Botox for? I know you just don't do that. Do you do other parts of the face or what goes on with that?
No, obviously we do the most common areas like between the eyes or the number 11s and the crow's feet, the little wrinkles that we get on the lateral sides and the lines on the forehead. But other areas that require a little bit more technique is around the lips for some of the fine lines. We inject into the neck to relax the platysma muscle, which is the big muscle that goes all the way from your chest onto the cheek. So if you relax that muscle, it allows the muscles in the face to raise your face, and it defines the jawline a lot nicer.
Oh, that's really pretty wild. Now it's summertime is coming up. What are some things that people need to do with summertime coming up? And this is anywhere. The sun is hotter. The sun is brighter. And you don't have to live in South Florida to have exposure to UV. What are some of the things that you can help people with that have a little bit of sun exposure?
Well, you know that it doesn't matter whether it's cloudy or sunny. The ultraviolet light goes right through the clouds. So wherever you are, if you're going to be outside, you want to prevent yourself from getting the ultraviolet light exposure because ultimately it can produce skin cancer. But what we're talking about more now is it causes the changes in the skin, which cause the wrinkling, the pigmentation changes, and all these, you know, types of changes that we prefer not to have as we get into that golden years of aging, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm an Ulta Cocker myself, so I know what you're talking about. But Marty, people, I have a lot of meetings with people that are, I'll just say in my demographic, we'll just say over 50, senior executives, and they go, you know, I'm having a, you know, my 2013 was great, my 2014 was great, my 2015 was great, my 2016 not so much, and 2017 slowing down. And I go, well, how many people under 40 did you meet? And it seems to me that a lot of people are not realizing that they need to get involved with younger people, and sometimes I think they feel like they're left out or not, you know, have a difficult time doing that. And so I think that part of what you do is give people self-confidence.
Well, we talked about this last time that I think that if you do something that's going to make you feel better about yourself when you wake up in the mirror, if there's something there that you don't like, whether it be some wrinkles, whether it be some pigmentation or just a little bit of droopiness of the skin, and we can do something to cheer that up. When you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, wow, this looks really good. You walk out with a positive attitude and then everybody around you says, wow, this guy's really positive. Or this woman's really positive, I want to be happy, and everybody around you becomes happy. So no question, whatever you do for yourself, whether it was like dieting, like we heard on earlier for the obesity problem, or doing stuff to make your skin look better, whether it be sunscreen, whether it be Botox, whether it be threading, which is another thing we might talk about today.
What's that?
Threading is a relatively new technique where these needles are like rolled with a thread around it, and you kind of pass the needle through the skin. Don't worry, we're going to do it on you in a few minutes.
Oh, my God.
And this thread, once you pull the needle out, remains in the skin. The thread gives a little tightening effect immediately, but over the course of time, it kind of disintegrates and turns into a filler, the type of filler that we use, like whether you buy a syringe of filler that we're injecting in. So yeah, I think it's kind of nice because it's a little bit less invasive from the point of view of discomfort, and it does a really nice job.
You really know how to scare the crap out of me, Marty.
Well, you don't look scared to me.
Well, that's because last time I was scared and it really wasn't that bad. You know, I always was, you know, Vivian goes, that's how she looks so magnificent, even though she's got this kidney issue. And I'm in business and I've got to tell you, I had lunch yesterday. The guy was under 30. I have a meeting tomorrow. The guy's under 35. You know, it's just more and more the people are younger and younger that I do business with. And it's because the next generation is running things now. And I really love being part of the whole thing. And it does give me self-confidence, even though I, of course, am perfect, at least physically and mentally and intellectually and with my radio show. But, you know, the relationship with you really does help me perform better in business. And I thought it was, you know, not going to really, you know, have an impact on how I felt. And I got to say is that I've been looking in the mirror saying, oh, my God, it really did make a difference. And people say, you know, you're lost weight and all this other stuff. And I say, yeah, I'm on a diet. Well, part of it, Marty, is that you've been helping me polish up my external image. So, you know, people that are watching on the Facebook Live, they can see me. I'm going to look at it now. Woo, woo, you know. And so it's really something that I've come to embrace as a business strategy and tool.
There's no question it definitely helps. But the thing is, our goal is to try to find things that we can do that are easy. Look, we're doing it right here on the radio show. People come into my office for a little bit of a break. They do a little, either whether it be like a Miami peel like we did last time, or this new threading with the needles or Botox or some fillers. And even some of the lasers that we're doing now are pretty quick. There's no downtime. And you get out there, you feel better. If you feel better about yourself, you're going to be better at whatever you do. And everybody around you is going to appreciate that and make you feel better. And it's like a cycle that just builds on positivity. So that's our goal.
It really charges me up. I really get a kick out of it. I could never really understand. I thought Vivian would come prancing home and feeling great. And I'd say, oh, well, you know, whatever. But it really is something that is actually really beneficial, I think, emotionally and physiologically. I really haven't noticed any bad impact from it. It's all been all good. So who are some of the types of people that come see you? I know that you do a lot of these models and these trophy wives, but just regular people come in?
Definitely regular people get the same treatment or is just as welcome as any of these so-called trophy patients. But those patients remain, you know, confidential. But
no, I'm not trying to get any of your secret clients there. And I took out the little camera that I used to have. Dave's cracking up in the back now. But, you know, I know that when I go to your office, first of all, everybody's really friendly and nice. It's laid out with like the relaxing atmosphere and videos of me. And I love them. You know, somebody actually said to me they saw the video of me rolling in your office when we did the consultation over the phone. Yeah. And you know, one of my clients today, a woman that's in business, is really interested. She's going to come in. I won't mention who she is, but I know she's listening now. So hello there, Miss SL. How are you? And so she wants to come in. And by the way, if anybody wants to go into Marty's office and they can mention either Jim Fried or Vivian Fried, it makes you part of the Zayac family even more so. Now, Marty, we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment. What are we going to do in the next segment? Tell us a little bit about what you're going to do today.
Well, we're going to do a little bit of Botox in the lower part of your face, around your chin and neck. I think that I'd be afraid to do anything around your lips because the way you talk is so spectacular and we want to keep that going. Fine. We're also going to do some of this threading, these Nova threads, which are one of the simpler type threadings, and we're going to try to give you some fullness in your upper cheeks. And like we were talking about, what we want to do is we want to make people happy. You know, I work hard to try to get all my clients happy and do the best that I can.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and Dr. Marty is going to entertain the heck out of everybody as I squeal and moan. And I'm just kidding. Last time I was all nervous and it really didn't hurt at all. So I'm looking forward to this. Guys, if you're out there, believe me, you can take a look. We'll go to the Jim Fried Facebook page. You can watch this. You're going to absolutely crack up and you might even find that it's something that can help you out as you look to remain relevant and confident here in business, here in South Florida. Ladies, I already know you're interested, so stick with us. Juan is going to play a little bit of music, and we're going to have a great time around the corner. You're going to learn some things that will help you do better in business right away. So, Wanda, take it away.